the Dying Scene Radio Show. I'm Bob Noxious.
What's up? I'm Bobby Pickles.
And this is episode number 9. This week in episode number 9, man, we got exciting stuff to talk about. We got exciting bands to feature, new music, old news, good times. Bobby, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing good, man. It's warming up here. And got to do a pretty decent interview this past weekend. That was fun.
I'm so excited to hear it, man. Blag Dahlia, Blag the Ripper, Blag Friday. So many Blag damn names.
He's got a lot of names, man. He's got a lot of AKAs.
The Dwarves have always been a band that I admired, and I'm like downright jealous that you got to go out there and meet him and interview him. But guess what, Bobby? I'm going this Saturday in Orlando. I'm going to see the same show that you did.
Dude, that's badass, man.
And guess what? The Queers are going to be there, too. You missed out on that one. I get the Queers at my show.
That sounds like an awesome show. Fantastic. Can I ask you a question about the Dwarves, man? It seems like he has so many members. Is it the same kind of thing as Bill Manspeaker?
No, you know, the thing with the Dwarves, they're all legitimate members. And not to take anything away from any of the... How many is it? 667? Or what is it?
15.
Whatever. So let's talk about legitimate members there. He's giving $10 honorary memberships to the bands. You heard it right there. You heard it. The Dwarves, no, they've just had a lot of band members. It happens, man. People flake. People have families. People move on. They put other bands together, like Queens of the Stone Age and stuff.
Well, was he who cannot be named? Did he play with them when I saw them? Because nobody was wearing any kind of wrestling masks or anything like that.
What? Then that would be weird that he wasn't there. You would see him in a wrestling mask and probably, you know, like a thong bikini.
Check my pictures. He wasn't there.
I noticed that. I saw your pictures on Instagram at Bobby Pickles. And I didn't see him there. Actually, I meant to ask you about that. So he didn't show up?
I guess not, bro.
Damn, that sucks.
You'll hear in the interview or whatever, everything's DIY. So he books all his own flights and everything like that. And coincidentally, some of the guys, I don't know who it was that they were talking about, but some band members were like being delayed.
When your name cannot be named, it's hard to fly, man. Right. They don't know whether you're on the no-fly list or what. Because when you go up and you say, name he who cannot be named...
We have his real name, though.
Yeah, it's He Who.
I think it was a conspiracy to get me out of there because I was a journalist or something like that. But, man, I did get kicked out of the Bowery Electric in a weird way, man. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Were you too violent in the mosh pit?
No, man. I actually didn't do anything. I had my production assistant with me, the bum. And I said, sure. Hey, give me the camera. I had the SLR camera. Give me the camera out of the bag. Here's the bag and here's my coat. I go, I'm going to go into the pit. You know how on dyingscene.com we always have these great concert reviews?
Yes.
Those are awesome. And I figured, hey, I could turn this into like two kind of things. I could kind of do a concert review too. So I figured I'd go down into the pit because I don't know if anybody doing that, you know? And I was going to take pictures while I was in the pit. So as soon as I stepped into the pit, as soon as I made my first step in, all of a sudden, they were already coming down, dude. They were coming down for somebody else, I feel. But a swarm of security guards came down these steps and then into the crowd and then grabbed me up and started pushing me right out of the building. And I was like, what the fuck, man? I'm just sitting there like completely stunned. Bro, what did I do? What do you? And he said, oh, he pointed at you. I don't know who he was. He who cannot be named.
He who cannot be named.
I don't know who he was. He just said he pointed at you. I was like, what the fuck? Did somebody like point at me mistakenly?
You didn't see he who cannot be named because he who had you thrown out.
Maybe
boom.
Blag had me thrown out because he who cannot be named didn't show up. And he didn't want me reporting on it. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe Blag had me kicked out because all these things always happen at Dwarves concerts and it just adds to the whole thing of it. Wouldn't that be clever to purposefully throw me out?
The bouncer, you know, knew exactly when to come. Third song in during Drugstore.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the third song in. I watched probably half the show. It was around 11 o'clock. They went on at 10.
I've been thrown out of many places, and I got plenty of stories to tell. But the night is young. Let's talk about what makes this thing tick, Bobby. FatEnzo.com. Fat Enzo Custom T-Shirts. It's not your grandpappy's custom shirt shop. It's made in a sweatshop in New York City. FatEnzo.com. Call us toll free. 1-866-970-9997. That sounds so fucking... It's an ad.
Man. Even we don't have an 866 number, man.
I know. We don't need one. But we got another number anyway. You can call us, goddammit. what is it, 347-754-PUNK. There you go. So that's 7865 for all you people who don't know what P-U-N-K is on your phone anymore.
All right, let's do some news, Bob. Right?
Word.
You know, we've known since December that 1990s pop-punk stalwarts Green Day are headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And now we know who will be inducting said Bay Area three-piece into said Hall of Fame. The honor has been bestowed upon Fall Out Boy. Sounds right,
ooh-hoo.
I guess. 2015 Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place April 18th at Cleveland's Public Hall, and it'll air on HBO on May 30th. So Fall Out Boy is going to be bestowing the honor upon Green Day.
Let's hope that's the closest they ever come to making it to the Hall of Fame, okay? Fall Out Boy, that's a travesty. I think of all the people that could have introduced them. I wonder if Green Day asked to have them do that. You know, thank you for the honor. Can you please have Fall Out Boy introduce us? Otherwise, we're not really interested in coming.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't even know what to think about that. It is horrible. And this is coming from me, so that says something. Anyway.
How about Stevie Wonder, or Paul McCartney, or Peter Wolf, or Patti Smyth, or Steve Cropper, or any of those other folks that's going to be introducing people? Why you got to have Fall Out Boy out there? When was the day that punk rock died, Bobby? Do you know? Was it the day they put CBGB shirts at Hot Topic?
Yeah, it would be the day that CBGB's closed. Because this place, the Bowery Electric, I don't want to disparage a place, but they tossed me out, man, for nothing, which is pretty crazy. What if I had not had a press pass and I had paid $30 and drinks and everything else and I was just tossed for nothing?
Were anyway. You drinking waters at the bar all day?
No, no waters. I drank like about four beers, maybe. Four? Wasn't that many, man. I wasn't out of hand or anything. It was crazy, dude. Anyway, the day CBGB's went out of business or closed or whatever.
Did you hear that Black Flag's old practice space over there in Hermosa Beach, California, is now a high-end restaurant that sells $300 bottles of champagne?
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Gentrification, Bob. Remember we learned that word? That's what it is.
All right, Bobby. That's interesting. Okay. Number one in the news there, Green Day. What's this week's news about Blink-182?
Blink-182. What, you want some Blink-182? I could probably dig some up for you.
That or maybe, you know.
Bob, actually, I could keep going with this jokey talk, but it's another serious topic. Another death. Last week, we had three. Epitaph Records has reported that Tom Wilson, influential punk producer, who's probably best known for producing The Offspring's 1994 iconic album Smash, died on February 8th from unknown causes. February 8th?
That's what I was going to say, Bobby. It's been a month. Did they just find him? What's the real story? I need you to dig deep. I don't know what's going on with that date, whether that's the wrong date on the part of the cracked editing staff of DyingScene.com. Or maybe, you know, he was in his house for a month and nobody knew. It's hard to say. But then again, hard to pinpoint he died February 8th, unless that was pretty definitive. That is brand new news, though. It was just announced.
Okay, though. So this is legitimate news, so I guess I'll continue with it. Epitaph CEO and Bad Religion guitarist Brett Gerowitz issued the following statement. In 82, when I was just getting started, Tom Wilson was a guy all the bands in the scene looked up to. He was the pro in our midst, who loved punk, and was willing to take kids under his wing to help them sound great. His work with TSOL and the Adolescents set the bar for everything that came after, including the Offspring's multi-platinum LP Smash, which was the best-selling independent release of all time. Tom was a friend, a teacher, and a great producer. He will be missed. As mentioned in the statement above, most of Wilson's production and engineering work came in the punk scene. After starting his career in the 70s by producing soft rock act records such as Burton Cummings and Seals and Crofts, he began migrating to working on punk rock records in 1981.
Makes me feel fine. Knowing it's the jasmine in my mind.
First teaming.
Isn't that Seals and Crofts?
I don't know, man. Honestly,
Summer
dude,
Breeze?
I don't know.
Let me go to the Googleator. I was actually doing the typo negative version there, but you get the idea.
I don't know Seals and Crofts, Bob. You had to bring me to school on that one.
You don't know Seals and Crofts? That's what your daddy was listening to when he was banging your mom in the back of the station wagon over there at the drive-in theater there in Poughkeepsie.
Wow. Your humor is definitely line steps. You're an habitual line stepper, Bob.
I'm a habitual line crosser.
You are.
I should throw in a song right there, man, because there's a song that was released last week that we didn't play called Habitual Line Crosser.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Really? I swear to God, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy, dude. Dude, it's the universe.
Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze song. Yeah, absolutely, man. Seals and Croft were an American soft rock duo made up of James, Jim Seals, and Daryl Dash Crofts. That's Seals and Crofts for all you ding-dongs listening at home. Check it out, sealsandcrofts.com. 70s icons, probably long dead now. Still have a website going. Who pays for your website when you're dead? Your estate?
No idea.
Our condolences here at DyingScene.com and Dying Scene Radio. Sorry for your loss.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get the next two names into the punk rock death pool.
You're right, that's one, right? There's got to be two more.
Should I put it down over here on my whiteboard behind me?
I'm going to go with another Ramone.
Ooh, damn, going for one of the Ramones. I'm going to go with,
You know, there's so many Ramones. Oh, my God, you know what would be easy? Let's just go with one of Green Jello members.
Okay, all right.
That's better odds.
All right, dude, we've run this way too long, man. Let's play some music. How about that? I got some brand new stuff right here from a band called Save Your Breath.
Opposite of what we just did.
Well, here's some bittersweet news for the fans. The British pop punk band announced last year that the band was breaking up and has now posted their final song called Promises. It's right here, Dying Scene Radio.
This is Andrew WK reminding you that you're tuned in and partying extraordinarily hard right here on Dying Scene Radio.
Band called Maladroit right there. Brand new stuff from their 7-inch. Just came out on Valentine's Day of this year. For your love.
How it's pronounced, Bob?
Maladroit?
Or is it one of those French words where you leave the T off? You're like, Maladroit.
Like Benoit, you know, is like
Benoit. Yeah, yeah. I bet you, and I have no fucking clue, but that's
well, you know what? I'm just a silly, stupid American.
Dude, and, who cares, man? It's cool.
Maladroit. I think it sounds cool.
It does sound cool, man.
Maladroit, they have a brand new record coming out called Freedom Prize and Freedom Kisses next month on Gorilla Asso Records in Monster Zero. Get your pre-orders. Find the info on DyingScene.com.
Bob, you know, I wanted to ask you really quick about how we just played Save Your Breath before them, and you said that that was the end of them. There's been a lot of songs that we've been doing on here lately that it's been their demise, and they're releasing music. People can't even fucking stay together to put out their first record. It's crazy.
I'm going to say this, Bobby. That's not the only song on this playlist that's the case. And I'm not even going to mention who it is. I'll let you guys all listen at home and figure out who it is we're talking about.
I had a feeling that you would say something like that, Bob. And I know who it is. I'm in on the whole thing.
It might be more than one.
Hey, Bob, I got some Danzig news. You like Danzig?
Eh.
Are you serious?
Is this a story about his cats? Is this B, a story of him getting punched in the face and or knocked out? Or C, does he actually have some new music coming out?
Or C, is it just a story about him being 5 foot tall? I don't know.
D, all of the above.
Glenn Danzig's eponymous band, Danzig, is now in the studio recording their upcoming album due for release in late 2015 or early 2016. Note that this is not the previously announced covers album, which we expected to see sometime this month. Seems that release has been pushed back a bit, but still scheduled for sometime in spring. I don't know. That's cool, man. I've always liked Danzig.
I saw Danzig here in Tampa a little bit more than a year ago. Maybe it was a year and a half ago.
I didn't know that they were still touring like that, dude. I thought they were kind of done.
They actually had Doyle Von Frankenstein playing guitar for them with Danzig. So there you go. That's half of a Misfits reunion right there. Of course, they played some Danzig songs. actually a pretty controversial event happened at that show. It wasn't anybody that I knew, but somebody there had, it was an outdoor concert, and they took a photo from, I don't know, 20-something rows back, and Danzig pointed him out in the crowd and said, "That guy," and then they had security go and get him and throw him out.
Maybe that happened to me. Did Black throw me out?
I'm going to ask him when I see him this week.
Well, I guess we found our two-part series. You're going to have to find him, man. I think Black threw my ass out, man.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this, Bobby. I promise you.
Please tell him I apologize, man, if I was fucking did something. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to take pictures. I mean, I did notice that he had his own video guy, his own camera video guys there. I don't know, man. People are on their cell phones recording stuff, man. Nobody gets kicked out. I don't know. See, you know, the thing is you start second-guessing yourself, man. You see that many people grabbing you up and kicking you out. It makes you think you actually did something, even though I didn't think I did.
I got thrown out of a NoFX concert maybe about 2-3 years ago. They were in Orlando, and they said that I was being too violent in the pit. I say I was having a good time. And I say, for my age, more power to me. I'll be in a wheelchair soon enough.
Hell yeah, man.
They threw me out. They escorted me out the back door. They said, "Have a nice night." I begged and I said, "Come on, man. What the hell?" And they wouldn't let me back in. I was actually there doing press myself. And I had the phone number of just about every band playing there, with the exception of NoFX. So I got the drummer, Michael McDermott, from Bouncing Souls. I called him up and said, "Yo, McDermott, let me back in, bro." And guess what? 5 minutes later, I was back inside. That's press, man. Can't be a dick to him. Why were you a dick to Black, Bobby?
What the fuck? Are you serious?
I know. Just kidding.
Maybe he did think I was a dick. Maybe he presumed I was being a dick to him when I interviewed him. I don't know. When we play it, you guys can tell me. I don't even realize it sometimes. I'm a total asshole, so. You want some more news, Bob? This is interesting.
Sure.
Calling all punkers. Details have been announced for the fourth installment in the Punk Aid release series, entitled Punk Aid 4, Autism Speaking. This project is raising funds to benefit the Autism Science Foundation, a nonprofit aimed at researching autism without focusing funds on the link between vaccination and autism. The project is currently seeking submissions for what is sure to be a massive compilation. All punk genres are welcome. Go to dyingscene.com for more information on how to submit your band's music.
Yeah, man, Bobby, I've heard about these Punk Aid compilations. They've had them out for a couple of years, and they're always trying to raise some money for some folks that need it. I know they did some stuff with the Boston bombing, and they had some stuff with the Oklahoma City tornadoes, and this time around, they're doing it for autism, and I tell you what, I don't know anybody in my inner circle that has to deal with anybody with an autistic child, but I know that help is needed, and help is appreciated, and they're doing some good for the neighborhood. I tell you what, I'm probably going to send my band Pigpen up on that compilation too, man. I hear they'll take anybody.
Yeah, you definitely have to record something, man.
Oh, we already got tons of stuff recorded.
No, I mean, does it have to be about autism? Any of your songs could be written from the viewpoint of an autistic person, right?
You don't want me to write songs about autism. Come on, man. Have you heard my band?
Diarrhea and Febreze? Diarrhea still smells like shit.
You sound like Will Smith rapping whenever you sing. You know that? Your punk rock singing is the equivalent of Will Smith rapping in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, my God. Are you repeating an argument that somebody else said to you? That's funny.
Not even close, buddy.
Bob, the last piece of news that I had for you, it's probably not even that big news because I don't know how well-known these guys are. But these guys, Tartar Control, they're a fucking interesting band, man. They consist of two Mormon missionaries and a robot who plays drums and bass guitar. And, you know, I saw this pop up on thedyingscene.com that they're going to be releasing a new album entitled We Forgive You, which will be released on April 6th. And they have a little announcement video, which is on dyingscene.com. But from there, I started researching them and looking up some of their music, and it's some good music. I'd love to talk to these guys sometime, you know? We should get them on here.
Let's do it, man. Set it up. You said you want to talk to another band also, that the Atom Age, right?
Well, the Atom Age, they played at the show. They were middlers, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, you were raving about them, sent me a link. I checked it out. I dug it, man. It's cool stuff.
They're good, man. They're really good, too. Yeah, they put on a good show, man. They're crazy. They have a lot of energy. They're the opposite of chill. I don't know. We're doing that Popes of Chili Town. Chili Town?
Popes of Chili Town. Got some more brand new music.
What the hell do you think Chili Town is?
You know what? There's always those different names like the Cleveland Steamer and the Skin Boat to Tuna Town and there's all these different names for ways to take a crap on somebody too, you know. It just sounds like, you know,
you think that's what it is, Bob?
If you're taking someone to Chili Town, you know, like there's the chili dog. Have you ever heard of the chili dog? I'm not going to explain it on the radio, but if you folks at home want to look it up on the internet, that's on you, okay?
You know, I was taking two things together. Like, I used to live in Jersey City. They call Jersey City Chill Town. So that's why I kept on reading it like that, but Chili Town. And then the movie, The Pope of Greenwich Village. I was just thinking they maybe took that, made it Pope's, I don't know, whatever.
You can see where my mind goes. And anyway, it's a pretty cool track, man. The London Ska Club punk band are set to release their new album, To the Moon, on May 15th, and they're previewing two tracks right here on DyingScene.com. Check out Opoom and Hey You, and if you're digging it, you can hear it right there, like I said, at DyingScene.com and right here, Dying Scene Radio.
Told you before, yes, I told you, but And I'm Taylor.
I'm Michelle.
And we're Dan Broads, and you're listening to Dynasty Radio.
Yeah!
Bunny Gang right there, man. Very cool track, man. Matter of fact, probably my favorite track that we played this week. Features the bassist of Flogging Molly, Nathan Maxwell. Started that band in Southern California, took it on the road and moved it to Denver. And you know what he did then? He enlisted the help of his father, as well as a couple other cats in the band, to get everything recorded and rolling. Right now, I think they continue on as a duo, and I'm talking completely out of my ass because I really have no idea. Let me go here. The Bunny Gang, originally formed in the South Bay of the beach towns of Southern California, moved to Denver to focus on an international platform. While there, the original members Nathan Maxwell, his father Maxwell, and Mike Peralta crossed paths with Nate Lort Nelson. Would you like to have a name like Maxwell Maxwell? That'd be pretty cool, Bobby. What do you think?
I know, I like my name, Bobby Pickles.
There you go. Anyway, the gang solidified their sound and vision in 2012 when they recorded at the Sonic Ranch with producer Ryan Hewitt. The upcoming self-titled release is a recording of music that crosses the lines of punk, rock, and reggae. Peaceful anarchists, if you will. The Bunny Gang, well, they're family men. Solidarity and conscious revolution are a recurring theme in their music and their lifestyle. Whether they're playing for 50 people or 5,000, the Bunny Gang is consistently uprising their audiences. And you know what? I took notice, Bobby. They're pretty badass, bro. I like that song, man. Cool.
They just released a music video for that song this week. Anybody wants to see it, go to dyingscene.com. Their sophomore album, Thrive, was released on September 23rd, 2014 through Hardline Entertainment. They really got that whole going against the corporatocracy that we have or whatever, the corporate-run government. They have the anonymous masks on in the video. And even the name of the album, Thrive, that's actually the name of a well-known documentary that's on the internet. If you type in Thrive, the movie or whatever, that's a big-time anonymous documentary. It's in that whole scene.
Interesting. How does that tie in, I wonder, with the name of the band? What is the bunny reference? Do you... Because it seems like such a weird name, man. The Bunny Gang.
You know,
it sounds so fluffy and cute, like an Easter thing.
I bet you there is something to it, Bob. I bet you there is. And we're going to fucking uncover it because we are professional journalists. Doctors of journalism, right?
That's right, man. We are. The doctor is in. Anyway, Sirens Through the City is the video track in that song right there that we just played. Man, cool stuff.
Yep. And then, so we had the story about punk producer Tom Wilson earlier, who produced bands such as The Offspring, who are also in news this week because they released their new video for Coming For You, which you, Bob, say sounds like a soccer game.
That was that new Offspring song we played a couple weeks back.
Exactly, yeah.
We
played it on here, you know, but the reason why I'm bringing it up right now is because they did finally make the video for it. And the video is actually really awesome, man. I mean, I swear to God, Bob, it's a fucking awesome video, dude. Check it out. Anyone but you coulrophobic types. That's fear of clowns, Bob. Think Bruce Lee with a big red nose. Forget Kung Fu Panda. This is Kung Fu Pantomimes. Karate fighting clowns attacking each other with brute force. Then this mime makes mince meat out of these insane clown pussies. The band digitally released Coming For You in late January. They are currently working on a new record. Check out their new clowning achievement on DyingScene.com.
I once had a girlfriend that had a fear of clowns. I couldn't take her to the circus because if she wasn't complaining about the clowns, she was complaining about the elephants.
What was she talking about the elephants for?
You know, the way they train them in things. They're cruel to the elephants.
Listen, Bob, we all know that you're distraught by the fact that you could not enjoy the circus. You know, you just want to eat your cotton candy and watch a couple clowns clown around,
yes.
You know, poke each other
yes.
in the eye like a three stooge. That's it. It's fun.
Yes, that's right.
Also in news, man, I just wanted to throw this in. It's not like a super well-known band, but I don't know. You tell me, though. Kill Lincoln? You know Kill Lincoln?
I think I've seen the name, and I'm sure that I've heard them.
Well, I just wanted to because we were just talking about videos that had just been released. This is another video that has been released as well, and it was actually a really good video. It really was. Washington, D.C. ska punks Kill Lincoln released a sweet new music video for their song Good Riddance to Good Advice, and you can check it out on DyingScene.com. Just wanted to let you fucking freaks know that. If you want to see a good video, go check that out on DS.com there. All right? That's it.
Well, Bobby, that's cool with the news right there, man. Let's talk about this week's Dying Scene Radio Band Spotlight. Midrats out of Pennsylvania. Where'd you say they were from?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Bob. And we'll learn about mutual person Steve Murray in the interview.
Cool. Does he have a Wikipedia page? Should we ask our listeners to create one for him?
They should, man. Somebody in Lancaster, Pennsylvania should definitely get on that. The dude on Queen Street.
These were some really cool cats, man. We enjoyed talking to them. It was St. Paddy's Day when we recorded this interview. So, cheers. Sliante. Whatever it is that makes you tick. This is the full interview right here. Bam! Midrat, what's up, yo?
Hi, what's up?
How goes?
We got you guys here. Are you drinking some green beer over there? What do you got?
Not quite.
Just regular colored beer.
That's
fancy,
beer.
Fancy shit.
Yeah, it's good to see that you guys aren't drinking that piss shit.
So, Midrats, you guys are from Lancaster, PA there, huh?
That's right.
Nice. I've been there before, actually, man. My ex-girlfriend's uncle owned a vintage clothing store on Queen Street. Do you know what I'm talking
that,
about?
Was that Zap?
It burned down.
Zap?
Zap.
I was
it
there
burned
that
down.
Night. Not there, but I was down the block when that place burned down, man. That was crazy.
Bullshit. Fucking shit, man.
Yeah, I had a practice spot right up the street. It was fucking weird.
Listen, I was going out with this chick and her uncle. I went there about like a month or two before this happened, okay? And he showed me the whole place. He brought me on a tour. You know, they had like a mannequin out in the front or something, whatever.
She had a name.
It was a huge place, right? It was like known throughout the community, and it burnt down. He was found naked. You know, all his clothes burned off. I'm like, whatever. Totally fucked up, man. Put into like a coma for months. Yep. Finally came around.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. What, Steve? His name was Steve.
Steve. Steve.
There's a big memorial out in the front of the place where it used to say.
Irish name, Mick. I don't know. So, happy St. Patty's Day, fellas.
I can't remember what it was.
Thanks for that fantastic breakdown.
Told you, Bob.
Hey, you guys look out, man, because Bobby Pickles has been drinking all night. It's, you know, I guess you guys have too, but he gets a little loud. He's a New Yorker, so a little loud.
We're trying to get good levels on this end, too. We can hear Pickles just fine.
Good.
Listen, I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to let my co-host, who does the best interviewing out of both of us, he does the best interviewing. I'm going to let him have at it and talk to you guys about your band, Midrats.
I'm just going to turn his mic down, man. That's cool. No, man, so tell us a little bit about the band. You know, for those of us who haven't heard the band, how long has the band been together? And tell us a little bit about yourselves.
We've been together for about a year. Started last fall, I guess. We sound kind of along the lines of early 80s hardcore punk, like American hardcore stuff. And we all kind of got different sounds going, so we like writing together.
Fast, loud, good shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So are you guys a three-piece band?
Three-piece.
Keeping it lean and mean, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Nobody else likes us.
That's okay, man. You know what?
We're kind of stuck playing together, so.
We consider getting another guitar player, but it just works out better as a three-piece.
Yeah.
I've always played in a three-piece band. Not always played, but I've always preferred playing in a three-piece band, man, just because, you know, like you say, man, you know, it's less dudes you got to try and get along with, and, you know, everybody's an asshole anyway, so. That's cool. So what about, you know, as far as this this recording that you guys have got out, man, is that available to the public? You got it on Bandcamp? What do you got?
Bandcamp, Reverb Nation. I'm sure there's all kinds of...
We got CDs, too, yeah. Right now, you kind of have to come see us play to get one, but you can download the shit, and I guess we finally are actually trying to get a little bit of money for people downloading it right now, so, yeah, go to Bandcamp.
Yeah, you can stream it for free, but if you want to buy it...
Yeah, you won't buy it. It's cheap.
What do you guys feel about, like, physical media versus digital media? You know, me, myself, I think if you're playing shows, you know, it's kind of something that just goes hand in hand with being out touring and whatnot. What do you guys feel about that? Are you guys cool with just digital media, or do you prefer to have something physical to sell to the fans?
We prefer to get vinyl, but it was a little pricey, so we just went for the CDs. Digital media is good to get our name out there for people that we don't see at shows, though.
I like having it in my hands, man. I like to see it and look at the artwork and, you know, and have it and play it when I want to and in the car or whatever, too. It's nice.
Bobby, you remember the days back in the day you used to get your dad's vinyl records and read that shit, the old Led Zeppelin albums and song records? You came with like a rolling paper, you'd roll it up and smoke it. Remember that?
Physical copy's great. You can spend a whole afternoon looking through stuff.
Absolutely. While you're listening to it, man, it's good stuff. I like the collectible stuff, so yeah, that shit's pricey though. It's crazy. What about cassettes? You guys ain't into releasing cassettes, are you? I don't understand that one.
People really do that?
Yeah.
It's coming
what
back
the fuck? Sure. That's great. I would do
we
that.
We just played with this band last weekend that all they had was cassettes, and it was a live recording of their shit. It was fucking rad.
That is awesome. You know what? Fuck it, man. That would be great. I don't have a Walkman or anything like that, yeah. So I couldn't listen to it, but whatever.
A tape player. It's going to be difficult for me, at least.
I'm a 92 Honda Civic. I got a fucking tape player in that shit right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just got my first car like a year ago that had a CD player in it. Every car I've ever owned up until then has always had that cassette deck in there. Whatever, man. I still got tons of cassettes. What?
No, nothing, Bob.
What's up?
No, nothing. You're just living in this time. You know, God, you got cassettes playing. You're like cruising around Florida. Just living in the late 90s.
You make fun and all that shit, man, but that stuff's coming back around. You just mark my words. Mark the tape.
History repeats itself. Yeah. Like that corned beef and cabbage I had earlier.
Yeah, that's repeating itself. I know what you're saying. What about like touring and stuff? Have you guys been able to hit the road, do anything outside of your area?
Not yet. We're this summer trying to book some stuff outside of the area. We're just kind of confined to local shows at the moment.
So what about the local scene down there? And where are you guys at? In Pennsylvania? Where at?
Like 60 miles out of Philly. Yeah.
Okay. What about Philly? You don't make Philly or anything?
Yeah, we'll be there, and for our first time, we'll be there in a...
Of course they do.
...couple weeks. Some good friends.
Well, guys, why did it take you so long to get into Philly from where you're at?
We've been a band a year.
Get the guys a break, dude. They've only been the band for a year.
I would have been in there the first 6 months.
It's a bastard down there, man. It's a bastard. Like, we started the band when it was wintertime, and it's like, you don't go to Philly in the wintertime. There's no fucking place to park. And then all summer
these guys
long,
all have these excuses.
Just let me know your band name. I'll make it out to your show.
I'm going
to
start a band, man.
You know, living down here in Florida, man, I guess I don't even know what it's like, you know, having to deal with snow. I don't deal with snow, man. It's sunny down here.
Where do you live in Florida, dude? I used to live in Florida.
I'm in Tampa.
Oh, nice. I used to live in Bradenton.
Okay, yeah, that's not...
Oh, my God, great. Yeah, where'd
Ybor
you live in
City
Bradenton?
On Friday nights, motherfucker. Nice.
Where at on Fridays?
Ybor City, dude.
Oh, of course, man. Actually, I live 10 minutes from Ybor. I'm
there you go.
I live one exit.
Bob, why do we only... Holy shit, you live one exit away from Ybor City?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that, Bob.
Yeah.
What exit is that?
Fuck if I know. It's exit... What am I, in New Jersey? What? I don't fucking know, dude. It's actually exit one off of I-4. What are you going to come down and see me or something?
So listen, how'd you like living in Florida, man? Why'd you live in Florida?
It was awesome. It was hot. I didn't have a beard back then, so I did okay.
Hey, man, I do okay, man. I got a pretty good beard, man. It's not that hot.
You got a good one going on there. I like that, Bob. Nice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, check it out. It's only about 3 months growth, you know, but
ooh, shit.
I'm going to eventually become Santa Claus.
Maybe I can interview you about your beard next time.
The microphone. It needs its own mic.
You guys actually do look like cousins.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
You and Bob, the guy speaking and Bob.
You know, I'm honored. Thank you. That's awesome.
Absolutely, man. You're in good company. So what about the scene that's down there where you guys are from that you guys are a part of? You guys fit in well, or you already said that nobody likes you. So
nobody likes us personally.
Yeah, personally, nobody gives a shit about us.
I don't like them personally.
How often do you guys play? How often do you play?
The scene's all right. There's a couple good bands. We've got a bunch of DIY kind of venues down here, so it's always compensated well. It's free to get in most times.
Yeah, we can pretty much play when we want to around here. It's like we don't want to saturate it with too many, like, 20-minute sets and stuff, but it's really great. There's a lot of good bands around here, and I hope a lot of them are taken not for granted what we have going on, which is it's pretty rad. Yeah, albeit being close to Philly, it's not as easy as it seems, but it's still pretty rad in Lancaster here. It's not all Amish Mafia and all that bullshit. So
we just had two Philly bands come through Tampa. They're pretty awesome. They're friends of mine. Well, one of them's friends of mine, but Gash is one of them, and Sparkle Fight's the other. You ever hear those guys?
I've seen Gash on a flyer before, but I haven't heard their music, and I haven't heard the other one. No.
That's some crazy S&M punk rock. And
Ice.
Chicks fronting the band. Sparkle Fight's a three-piece. They're fucking crazy, man. If you can hook up with those guys, they got some good shit.
What's the other one? What's the other band after Gash?
Sparkle Fight.
Yeah, I you know what? I think I read about Gash. We're friends with a couple of Philly bands that we like to bring to Lancaster. We're bringing Holy Mess here in June. They're a pretty good influence on what we're doing right now. They play for cheap and have a good time. They're a three-piece as well, so like mine, so you know.
Yeah, I know the Holy Mess. Good for them, man. That's awesome, man. Love those guys. So what else? Anything exciting you guys got going on that you want to share with the world?
Just want to let the EP out. I mean, it just came out a couple weeks ago, something like that. We just had our first show to promote it. We definitely want people to hear it. Like we talked about, it's digital. You can call us. You can get a hold of us one way or another. You can get it in your hands. I mean, you got to ride both sides of the spectrum. I mean, you can't just have CDs out. You can't just have it online. Everybody can get it. Anybody can get it whenever they want, so let us know.
So how do we get in touch with you guys if people want to get a copy?
Hit us up on Bandcamp or Facebook.
Facebook, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation. Type our name into Google. Midrats into Google.
Show up.
Yeah,
find it somewhere up there somewhere.
The name Midrats, where does that come from?
That's a funny story. My ex-wife, she was a sailor in the Navy, and Midrats actually, it's the meal that they serve during night watch, and it's usually all the shit that they don't eat during the evening meal and aren't quite ready to get rid of for the morning meal. So it's kind of like a sloppy mess. It's kind of like a little hodgepodge of everything, and usually it's kind of once and done. You have your mid-rats
fucking awesome.
Right back to watch.
Basic bare minimum.
Yeah, a lot of hard-boiled eggs and that shit.
I love that shit, man. It's like Mark Twain, you know.
There you have it. Thank you.
You understand?
Yeah, I get that. That's awesome, bro. That's
I don't have to say anything other than that. That's it.
Can you literary geeks explain what the fuck you're talking about?
No. One Twain, two Twain, really. And Mark Twain is Safe Water, and Samuel Langhorne Clemens chose his name. Mark Twain.
But yeah, you're on it, man.
He was a Mississippi riverboat captain, whatever the fuck. Anyway.
That's right. He had midrats, but they were sardines in a can.
So that sums it up and fits you guys then, man. You guys, what about your background individually that brought you together? You guys play locally in the scene, or?
Yeah.
We've all been playing music for a long time. I mean, I've known these guys for a while. We've all been playing shows in different bands, just in the scene.
Now, do you guys have any side projects that you do?
We dabble in some stuff. Yeah. Chris and I play together in another band, and Omar's always got his hands in the cookie jar. So, yeah, we're doing a bunch of other stuff. But our
cookie's code for buttholes.
Yeah, cookie's his code. What the fuck, man? Yeah, we actually released the record on a label that I started with a couple of friends called Tiger Hawk. So you can always hook us up on Tiger Hawk Records. We have a bunch of other bands. It's all DIY. It's all, they give me songs. I put out the comps. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, check out Tiger Hawk Records, too.
I sure will, man. That sounds pretty kick-ass. I'll look it up. Always looking for some great new music to play on here, so.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Spotlight artist, Midrats, man. Find them on Facebook. Give them a like. Click in that search bar right there, dyingscene.com. It'll take you where you need to go.
That's right, man. Midrats were awesome. That was on St. Patty's Day. I was definitely drunk. And, yeah, whatever.
You were hammered, dude. I was listening to you, like, slur your words, and you were funny, man.
Holy shit. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? But, hey, listen, I get it done, though, right? I get it done. We took that call at 9 o'clock.
Getting it done.
On St. Patty's Day.
Talk about getting it done, man. Why don't you give us some more news, Bobby?
All right, man. In the news, there's a couple documentaries that are coming out and a couple interesting videos that are on dyingscene.com. They have the link for it on there. So I just want to tell you guys about it, all right? So, first of all, the first part of The Making of Fat Mike's Musical, a documentary looking at the development of Fat Mike's Home Street Home, which is his punk rock musical. The punk rock musical will have an initial run of only 10 performances at the Z Space in San Francisco, California, on February 20th to 22nd, February 26th to March 1st, and March 5th to 7th. You can purchase tickets. There's a link on dyingscene.com.
That's cool, man, because now that it's March 18th, if you can still get pre-sale tickets, man, you're making a buck right there. You're slamming them.
A couple things that were interesting about this part one that they were showing, it shows them working on the musical at the Eugene O'Neill Theater in the middle of Connecticut, which is the state that I'm in, actually, technically.
So that's like right around the corner from you then?
It's farther out, man. It's towards Boston, but I've been there before. I've been to where he's at. And it's funny, he's like, I'm in the middle of Connecticut. He like just looks at the camera. It's like cold. And I'm like, holy shit. Anyway, the movie has Mike and Soma discussing their drug use or alcoholism, their S&M stuff. And then it highlights Matt Skiba of Alkaline Trio, who Fat Mike put up as the bad cop in the musical. But still, the director might cut him if he's not good enough. So it's up to the director. It was just really interesting.
You know what he is good enough for, Bobby? He's good enough to play in Blink-182, isn't he?
That's right, man. Hey, this guy's making his rounds, man, making some money.
Hey, he may not be cut up to be an actor, but, you know, so be it.
So there's another documentary. For the past 4 years, director-producer Wes Orzechowski...
You're on your own there, Bobby.
...has been working on a documentary about the British punk rock group The Damned, and it will finally be seeing the light of day this year at the South by Southwest Festival. Titled Don't You Wish That You Were Dead, the documentary will feature interviews with all four of The Damned's original members, as well as Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, Mick Jones from The Clash, Steve Diggle from The Buzzcocks, actor-comedian Fred Armisen, Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, Duff McKagan, Guns N' Roses, Lemmy from Motorhead, Keith Morris from Black Flag, Circle Jerks, Off, Dexter Holland from The Offspring, and more. And you can watch a trailer on DyingScene.com. It's another one that seems really interesting.
That does seem pretty cool, man. I'm going to have to check that one out. I think I'm more interested in the people who they're going to be talking to, man.
Yeah.
Duff McKagan and Lemmy and Keith Morris.
Yeah. Why can't Duff McKagan join Guns N' Roses, man? The current Guns N' Roses, what is it, Axl and the keyboard player? They're playing in New York City pretty soon.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Did you see the current Guns N' Roses? Oh, yeah. Is Axl and the keyboard? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Axl, yeah.
Why can't Duff and Slash join again, man? What the fuck?
Have you seen Axl lately, dude? That's why they bowed out, man. I can't proclaim to know anything at all about that kind of music, but I grew up listening to it, and they should have left it behind.
Axl kind of looks like a cousin of yours.
Axl looks scary, dude. He's about one jelly bean away from rolling away, man.
Cornrows. Have you seen that?
I'll be honest with you, dude. I haven't even heard anybody mention Axl Rose's name in probably 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, well,
not since the Chinese Democracy album came out.
That wasn't that bad, man.
I liked it, man. I listened to it, you know, probably more than once, but not more than 3 times. It didn't have no Mr. Brownstone on it. You know what I mean?
It was okay. It was pretty good.
No Rocket Queen.
So there's another documentary about former metalcore screamo band Under Oath. Have you heard of them, Bob?
Of course, dude. They are actually from my hometown here in Tampa. And I know a couple of the guys went to my high school. I mean, I'm several years older than them, so not at the same time. I know they're my alma mater. Yeah, they're not together anymore. What's going on?
They posted a trailer for their upcoming documentary titled Tired Violence, a film that follows the band on their farewell tour in 2013. The film has been in production for a while now, with delays owing to conflicts with funding. The band has since resumed production of the documentary after crowdfunding it themselves, and are looking to release it on May 1st. You can pre-order it. There's a link on DyingScene.com, and you can check out the trailer as well on that same very fine website. Well, I mean, the trailer was interesting. They talk about they're obviously like a Christian band or whatever, but it talks about that even they had their own trials and tribulations when it came to God and whatever.
Isn't that always the story, man? All great stories about Jesus have some sort of a detractor in it, something that's going to take you away.
One last piece of news, Bob. There's a video up on DyingScene.com, and it's pretty cool. It has Lagwagon frontman Joey Cape and Swinging Utters guitarist Darius Kosky sat down together recently for a joint interview on Exclaim TV. And in the video, they read and answer questions that were submitted by the band's fans. So you could check that out as well. That's pretty cool. Shows them on a tour bus and they're just chilling. And Darius of the Swinging Utters recently announced that he'll be releasing his first solo album on April 7th through Fat Records. So I guess that's like a piece of trying to get the word out.
That's pretty cool, man. I like how they can do that, man, because you can just reach out and ask these folks, and then they answer their questions so candidly.
Yep, that's what we've learned. Right, Bob? Or they harbor aggression towards you and then passively, aggressively have you booted out of the concert.
It wouldn't be the first time now, would it, Bobby? What other places have you been thrown out of?
I've had to been thrown out of. I mean, I've been thrown out of numerous places, probably. I can't think of anything right now, probably. I'm sure it happened numerous times. Jesus, I'm such an asshole.
You, You know the bar down here in Tampa, the metal bar, Brass Mug?
Yeah.
I know you know that,
I know,
right?
Brass Mug, yeah.
I am on lifetime ban from there. And that's laughable, right? Because you think lifetime ban, right? Well, this happened like this incident. It's a string of incidents that happened, you know, probably 16, 17 years ago. The place has been around that long. It's Tampa legend, you know. Anyway, they don't much care for my presence whenever I show up there, man. It's always a problem.
Bob, you look like such a clean-cut fella. You're walking around quoting Eddie Murphy classic movies, getting punched in the face in New York, getting kicked out of metal bars in your hometown, man. What the hell are you up to, Bob? Donning pig nose masks, getting naked on stage and playing rock music. You're a crazy, having a family as well, having daughters. You are a dichotomy, Bob. You're a genius, an evil genius.
Or just an asshole.
Type A personality, Bob. Anyway,
after months and months of waiting, the Australian skate punk heavyweights Local Resident Failure have finally made their new album, This Here's the Hard Part, available for streaming. Check out all 14 tracks right here on DyingScene.com. This Here's the Hard Part is set to be released on March 13th through P Records in Australia, Oxford Records here in the States, and Disconnect Records over there in the UK. Serves up as the following of their 2012 follow-up, A Breath of Stale Air. This is Local Resident Failure doing Newcastle Nights right here on Dying Scene Radio.
From Lancaster, Pennsylvania, motherfucker! You know what I listen to?
What are you listening to, Maddie?
I don't know, Omar. What are you listening to?
I like to listen to Dying Scene Radio.
I like Dying to listen Scene to Dying Radio. Scene Radio as well.
Yeah.
Sun will rise to the grinding of our teeth.
back. It's more songs about drinking and blood.
Hey, no, the. Stabbed in back. Hey, stabbed in back.
That is what I said, isn't it?
You said the. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So anyway, another song has been released off of the new Stabbed in Back record. It's just some pretty cool stuff, man. It was supposed to originally be released on paper and plastic, now being put out through Dying Scene's own Dying Scene Records. So that track right there, very cool stuff, man. More songs about drinking and blood. Just like what when we played them a couple weeks ago, it's got that Italian sound. What is it, Bobby Pickles? Hey, stabbed in back.
Yep, you did it. That's perfect. Can't get more perfect than that.
Bobby, we got another round of news. I know you got some more stuff to talk about.
Of course, over man. There every week here at DyingScene.com, we have news about punk rock shit, and we have to report that shit to people who want to know about punk rock news. And one thing that we love talking about at DyingScene.com is tour announcements. And we got three for you right now, Bob. Got three different tour announcements. One that I thought was interesting was SoCal ska core veterans Voodoo Glow Skulls. They've announced a lengthy tour of the Midwest and East Coast, and they will be embarking on this June. All the dates and locations can be found on DyingScene.com, of course. One show in particular, June 21st, New York, New York, at the Rocksoft Concert Cruise aboard the Jewel. That'd be interesting, man. Out on a booze cruise.
There's a lot of those cruises that are out there floating on the water these days that are, you know, themed, you know, with all of your favorite bands playing, and you're out on the high seas, and you're getting tore up from the floor up. Awesome.
I've been on a couple, man. I've been out there, too, on the ones that go out in New York in the harbor. It's fun. Maybe I'll go to this one. That'd be interesting to go to that.
I thought I saw something in my news feed today about Motorhead doing something. You got the scoop on that?
Yep. British rock and roll legends Motorhead have announced that their annual motorboat cruise will be held September 28th through October 2nd and sailing from Miami to a private island of Great Stirrup Cay and Nassau in the Bahamas. Talk about a fucking cruise, Bob. They're going from Miami to a private island.
I was letting that sink in, dude. I was just like, that's, wow.
Joining the band will be Slayer, Suicidal what? Tendencies, Hatebreed, Anthrax, what? Exodus, and more. Could you believe that shit? Tickets go on sale March 25th at 2 p.m. And
I'm going to go sell everything I own because that is the place to be.
It's a Norwegian sky, Bob. Have you ever been on a cruise? I've never been on a cruise before.
I've been on what they call a cruise to nowhere. Maybe you remember them, Bobby. Back in the day, it used to sail out of, I think, in Tampa. It was a cruise liner. You roll out like 3 or 5 or 9 miles, whatever it is, out to international waters. And that's where they got there. They shut the boat motor off and they open up the gambling tables and the bar and, you know, that
I've
stuff.
Gone out to the gambling thing.
Yeah, but it was the cruise to nowhere. So, you know, other than that, no, I've never been, you know, I've never embarked on a cruise and ended up on a private island in the Bahamas. That's where it's at, dude. Whoa. Slayer, Suicidal, Motorhead on a private island in the Bahamas?
Yep.
Check me in. I am there.
Yeah, man, Motorhead, they recently hit the studio to record their 22nd studio album, which is expected out later this year.
I hope that Lemmy's a lot more excited about recording records fucking than you are reporting the news on that. Well, I'm going to have their 22nd album I'm going to record here.
You want me to get amped up? That would be insane to go on that cruise with all those fucking bands, dude. That would be nuts, man, from Miami to the Bahamas. That'd be sick.
I can almost picture it now, man. It's the cruise will be sponsored by Geritol. Hey, I'm Libby, and I couldn't go a fucking day without my Jack and Geritol.
One more show that is pretty notable for Virginia ska fans, unless you want to take a little road trip. But the lineup for this year's edition of Virginia Ska Fest has been revealed. And it's a doozy. Bands playing the two-day festival, which is set to take place on July 24th and 25th at the Blue and Gray Brewery in Fredericksburg, Virginia, include Spring-Heeled Jack, the Pie Tasters, the Toasters, Slackers, and more. So you can check out the individual lineups, of course, on DyingScene.com. You skank, Bob?
Not much of a skanker, man. I'm more of a... I like to weasel my way up to the front, and I'll do what I have to do to get there. And once I'm there, I'm locking onto that front bar, and I'm not going nowhere. I don't skank, man, because I don't like to fall down on the ground and then break my bones and stuff. I'm an old man, Bobby. I don't need to be all busted up. I got to work. I got to work on getting all these punk rock songs and all these grubby little hands.
A wise man once said that old punks don't die, they just move to the back of the bar. So that's
pretty much.
So it is a dying scene, man. When you can get tossed out of a punk show for walking into the pit with a camera and just taking one step in there. It's a dying scene, man.
They're trying to tell you to get on out, Bobby.
They didn't tell me. They forcibly threw me out. Oh, it was funny. Also, by the way, I said, dude, I need my tab right now, my credit card at the bar. And they had to go back in and send somebody to bring out the tab. And
did you leave a tip?
No. That was my story. I was going to tell you. I did not leave a tip. I told the guy, I said, you do understand I cannot leave a tip. Anyway,
what did he say?
He just like looked at me and was like, yeah, of course.
Dying Scene Radio is brought to you by FatEnzo.com. Fat Enzo custom t-shirts. Check it out. Get all your screen printing needs done. We got the Facebook special. Just mention Dying Scene Radio. $5 t-shirts when you buy 50 or more. You want more than that? Call us up, man. FatEnzo.com.
Yeah, just like I was so enthusiastic telling the news earlier. You were so enthusiastic with the FatEnzo.com. If you guys are happy with Bob's enthusiasm, send him an email, BobNoxious@DyingScene.com. You can reach out to him on Twitter, @BobNoxious, or Instagram with the same name. You're so lucky that you got your whole name. You didn't even put a "the" in there or anything like that. You're so lucky, Bob.
When they did that with Facebook, I remember I had, I remember they announced it. This is years ago. I didn't camp out, but I waited until the particular moment when they allowed the vanity URLs, and I want to make sure I was the first one that got it, and I did.
What was the word you used before? How did you make it to the front? What did you slither? What did you say?
I don't remember what I said. Slink my way through. Hit my buddy Bobby Pickles up, man. It's BobbyPickles@DyingScene.com. Find him on Twitter @TheBobbyPickles. And he's on Instagram, too. @BobbyPickles. Tag him. Tag us.
Yeah, we're on Instagram as @DyingSceneRadio. And you can also like us on Facebook.com/DyingSceneRadio. All of our full interviews you can check out on our YouTube page. Of course, you can call the hotline. You can talk to Bob and you can whisper sweet nothings in his ear. 347-754-PUNK.
That's the drunk line. Drunk dial us. Whenever you've had too many and you feel a little extra chatty and you're bored, just give us a call, man. We like that kind of stuff. Guarantee we'll put you on the air. Bobby, let's listen to this interview, man, that you did when you spoke with Blag. Let's get to the bottom of this. Find out if there's something we can decipher that you did wrong.
All right, I don't... We just left our contact information before, so you guys can hit us up if anything regarding this. And, of course, you can see the full video for this on that YouTube page I was just telling you about. The link is in the description. Anyway, see you next week. Maybe I'll offend somebody else in the punk rock world. Who knows?
After the interview, we're going to play a couple of Dwarves tracks. If you're keeping score at home, we're going to play the song Trisexual, which is off of the new Gentleman Blag 7-inch. And then follow it up with another. It's a double shot. It's a double shot, Bobby. It's a double shot of the Dwarves. Hate Rock from their new EP. The Dwarves invented rock and roll. Here it is, Bobby's interview. Roll the tape.
On the street, they call him B-Pick. My name is Blag the Ripper, rock legend.
Yeah, man, you have a lot of nom de plumes.
I do.
Honestly, actually, we both do, right? Bobby Pickles, I have a, you know,
B-Pick,
my birth name is Robert Piccirillo. We both have Italian last names, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
I am a Dago from way back.
Me too. Now, what is it about that?
You know, we invented civilization, that kind of thing. You know, art, food, you know, no big deal.
Right.
That's the Italian thing to me.
Now, what is it with the name thing, though? The warrior name. It always comes out. You know, it's a mainstay in the Dwarves culture, right? Everybody
that's right.
has... these names.
That's right. We have some of the best names. We, you know, over the years. Well, the guys in now, it's the Fresh Prince of Darkness, Dutch Ovens, because he's English. Of course, He Who Cannot Be Named, who's sort of the anti-name. There's Chip Fracture. There's, of course, on Blag the Ripper, Blag History Month, Blag, you know, Blag Friday, just whatever, any kind of Blag thing you can get.
Is that basically how He Who Cannot Be Named came about his name? Is because he kind of like just went against the thing that you guys were trying to do against other things?
No, we, he,
because that's kind of like,
we
punk,
always had
like
a new name.
Punking the punk stuff.
We always had a new name for him. So after a while, it was like, he's He Who Cannot Be Named. And we even stole that from Samhain, which was the band after the Misfits. They had a song called He Who Cannot Be Named.
Really?
So we even stole that. Yeah, it was Basically, yeah, it's just complete theft.
Well, that's good artists copy, great artists steal, right?
Exactly, yes. That's we are living proof of that.
I've noticed that you write very well, Blagg. Not only through your Dwarves lyrics or your published books and zines, but through our correspondence back and forth. And I just wanted to know when you first realized that you were talented in the pen department.
Well, I thank you for saying so. It's pretty much the only thing I can do.
Me too, man.
Communication.
I have a degree in
thing.
English.
Yeah.
And so I obviously always notice as soon as I start reading somebody who knows how to write, right?
Well, I thank you. And that's why texts drive me crazy, because there's no commas and punctuation, no capitals. I get weird, you know? Yeah, you know, reading, writing, and not arithmetic. That's me.
Me too.
You know? Yeah.
As I just mentioned, you and I corresponded back and forth in order to set up this Dying Scene radio interview. Blagg, this is the greatest band in the world. Why not hire a lowly assistant to respond back and forth with assholes like me?
Well, because that's half the fun to me. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of guys in bands, and they're always running away from anybody who wants to talk to them or take their picture or tell them they like their band. I don't really understand why you get in a band if you don't want to do that stuff. I thought that was the whole point, you know?
Right. That's
so,
true.
You know, it's if somebody writes to me and wants to talk to me, I'll talk to them. You know, it's okay. I won't give you my whole afternoon or take you back to my hotel room or whatever, but I'll, you know, I can answer some questions.
There are limits.
Yeah.
How much of this operation is DIY, you know, and how long has it been that way? And
it's always been DIY. I've been told we're unmanageable, so I don't know. You know, it's more like I would have preferred to have had management and people doing that stuff, but it just never turned out that way. And fortunately, I fell in with like great producers and great players, so I was able to make great records. And then I always had, you know, some good booking agents, so I didn't have to book my own shows. And just something about the management thing never came about, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of like it just fell to me. And I'm a totally incompetent manager, but I just, you know, it keeps us underground.
You just
know?
Have to have that spirit of independence, right?
Not really. If somebody control wanted freak to do stuff? It, if somebody wanted to do it, that'd be fine. I don't think I'm a control freak. Only about making records. When it comes to making the records, I'm very much a control freak. But everything else, I'm fine with it. I mean, I think most of that stuff is based on like what do people think is going to happen with your band. So when you're 20 and you're cute, everybody wants to be your manager and run your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when it becomes pretty obvious, like, no, we just make classic records and play great shows and that's it. You know, then. You know, nobody really gives a fuck anymore. I don't know. I think for a lot of people, I can book an airline flight or make a phone call.
Right.
Like, I think for a lot of guys in bands, the prospect of doing that is so scary that they never do it because they're afraid and they
think
they need
somebody to do it for them.
I mean, schedules
get messed up and airplanes get missed, yeah, right? Like
is,
what we're yeah, happen- what's is, happening which, right which here fine. At Bowery Electric tonight,
that's
right?
That's right. I probably should have booked earlier flights for my band because they're not here yet. But
that's
who knows,
right.
You know?
They're not.
That's how it goes. That's why, you know?
Man, I know you probably, everybody asks you this, but who conceptualizes all the album covers? Do you have a hand in that?
That's me, of course.
See, I knew it because of the writing brain.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
You know how to set it up, man.
Yeah, but again, you know, I've gotten very lucky and had really good photographers. You know, you got to have good photographers. A girl that took this last batch, J.R. Doty, very good photographer from Los Angeles. And, you know, we got some hot porn babes and... Hence this new record, Dwarves Invented Rock and Roll. We got a great cover on it, and you know, it's pretty fun.
I know. I love the comic cockiness, man. It's so great.
Yeah. Well, we are the best band ever, and when people see us, they always agree. So, you know.
Well, this is gonna be my first time seeing you, man, and hey, let's see if
and
I share
I apologize
that same sentiment.
To the other bands that suck, you know, but it's not my fault.
Even though it was promoted on one of the competitors' websites, I can't fail to ask you about Radio Like You Want. You co-hosted a punk rock radio podcast, not entirely unlike this one right here, Dying Scene Radio. And actually, it's quite surprising the similarities in the format. What made you want to start a podcast, and what happened to it? The last episode was 7:25.
I had a
13.
Friend, I still have a friend, Mike Routier, who had a cool radio show on a pirate station in San Francisco. And when that pirate station closed down, he suggested that we get together and do a podcast. And I really enjoyed it. You know, I got to interview a bunch of people and talk to people that I liked. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. Pick out songs and talk. And, you know, it was good. But after 3 years, I said, fuck it. You know, I mean, the last episode is very fun, though. People should go to RadioLikeYouWant.com because the last episode, I talked to a Bali bombing survivor, a friend of mine, and that's an intense story. I would suggest anybody go check it out.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Islamic fundamentalism, our website got hacked, I can't make this shit up, by Tunisian hackers, like kids, and tore our site down, thedwarves.com. So
did this happen?
We're in the prospect of putting it back up. Yeah, wow. This isn't even a hoax. Like, this actually happened, like, last month. So, pretty interesting. There's some connection between us and Islamic fundamentalism. I don't know what it is, though. You know, I thought I was pretty much ignoring the political stuff, but
have the swarthy complexion of like a southern Italian. Somebody probably mistakens you for a jihad.
except I'm tall and I have a large penis, so all of these things don't, you know, you can't judge a book.
We have like a kind of a theme where we ask a lot of bands that go on the road for like an insanely ridiculous road story. Do you have any that you can share? Anything crazy?
I know
something like the Dwarves is probably every show is crazy.
Yeah.
So does anything like stick
out? I was reminded just today of, we played in Rochester once, which is stupid enough. And we were playing with a band called Flipper, and the guys from Flipper kind of flipped out over something, and one of them trashed the dressing room. He broke a bunch of bottles and shit. So the owner of this like shitty club like decided he wasn't going to pay any of us, even though like I wasn't even there when it happened and it didn't have anything to do with my band, you know. So I go backstage and I'm pounding on this guy's office door like, hey, open the fucking door, pay me. And he's ignoring me and I keep pounding louder and louder. Finally, I open the door and he's got a 9mm handgun just pointed right at my head. And it happened so quickly that I was just like, I didn't stop. Like, I didn't realize there was a gun pointed to me. Like, the door opened and this dude's shit was right, like, pointing at my temple. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, asshole? You know? And I was like, whoa. And then I realized, like, shit, man, this guy's got a gun, you know?
Man, so, I've actually been the victim of a home invasion and I reacted the same way.
Yeah,
I came out screaming obscenities, like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ran out. Could you believe that? And then I was like, oh my God, number one, fight or flight mode. I can't believe I went to a fight like that.
Right.
And these guys had guns, two guns. Anyway, it's pretty crazy how you react in that, you know, that situation.
It's a shame that we live in a country where every idiot gets a gun, you know, but that's how it goes, you know.
In fact,
most idiots get two.
Do you think you're going to accumulate any insanely ridiculous road stories on this East Coast run?
Well, let's hope so, you know. I mean, I don't know. For me, it's I have pretty limited tastes, you know. It's basically vaginas and humor. Those are the two things I enjoy. So, you know, as long as there's some of that.
There's no comparing with trisexual. So suppose you would be trisexual. Theology cannot be nonsensical, poetical. Reasons why we have to hate bisexual. See, I would really rather bisexual. Because my love, you don't be bisexual. Psychology can study contextual. Bipolio, reasons for my infantile bisexual. So in conclusion, kids, it's trisexual. I'm telling you, you better trisexual. Trisexual.
It ain't gonna stop until I'm either fucking dead or I fucking move away. And that ain't gonna happen, bro. And I'm not gonna bow to a bunch of fucking lames, and I'm not gonna fucking bend over and take it from some fucking kooks.
Blag the Ripper representing the Dwarves, and you're tuned to the sounds of Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.